There is a common saying, if you do what you love, you will not have to work a day in your life. I do not know where this quote came from, but I use it to start today's show. Welcome, my name is Worola, your soul sister, and this is Monday Blues, aka Monday is not the enemy. A curious quote, if you do what you love, you will not have to work a day in your life. Why is that? Well, if you do what you love, you are enjoying yourself, and it's a bonus that you get paid to do it. Yes, yes? Okay, so let's see. Elizabeth Gilbert, the author of Eat, Pray, Love, for years and years was a waitress in different bars. I'm not sure if she did restaurants, but she did do very odd jobs, and she kept writing for years and years. Until finally her breakthrough novel, Eat, Pray, Love, you know, was a runaway success. And even after the book became successful, she still continued her day job. And it took a while, according to her, to, you know, now leave her day job and face writing full time. The challenge is, though, we have this idea that the minute you discover what you love to do, what your passion is, what excites you and all that, you can just abandon your day job and go and pursue it and expect this thing to pay your bills. My dear, easier said than done. On the one hand, yes, it is true. If you do what you love doing, it is an easier ride through life. But if you do a job and it is stressful for you and you do not have, you do not have the interest in it aside the salary paid you at the end of the month, it definitely takes a lot away from the quality of your life, whether we agree or not, whether we want to accept it or not. Even if it's a very well-paid job, if it's a job that you hate, or you dislike, or you're dissatisfied with, no matter how much you earn, it will take away some value from you. Now, we've talked extensively about loving the work you do. Now, I'm trying that we should look at the angle of, if I can find what I love doing or what my passion is, do I necessarily have to build a business around it? Is that the next step for me if I work 9 to 5 and I discover that I love babysitting children? I don't mind, you know, being with them, their playmates, educating them, you know, doing games and all that. It doesn't tire me in any way. I just love it. And 10 children in my house over the weekend, I'm cool. Do I then leave my day job and start a daycare or a school? Not necessarily. It is not like a default. Yes, you get a lot of joy doing what you love, but if you have this idea that you want to start a business around what you love, there's a lot of thinking and strategy that needs to go into it. And that is because whether it is your passion you're chasing or not, your bills never stop coming. You need to feed yourself, you need to shelter yourself, you need to clothe yourself. And if you're raising a family, you also have dependents. So, I would say that the current trend of entrepreneurship being the cool thing to move into may be a bit misleading, because some people do not have what it takes to run a business. Some of us do not have the self-starting characteristic of, you know, pushing yourself to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. So we thrive in an office environment where it's controlled, you've got deadlines, you have a boss reporting to you, you have a boss you are reporting to, and you've got maybe younger colleagues that are reporting to you, so you've got responsibilities to them as well. Entrepreneurship is not automatically the next thing if you discover your passion or what you love to do. And as a side note, some people actually do really enjoy working in an office environment, and they do love doing what they do. It's not a paradox that you have you pursue your passion within a corporate organization. It isn't at all. But the trend of, you know, follow your passion and start a business is a bit misleading. You do not have to start a business around your passion. You can pursue your passion at the weekends. You can do it for the fun of it. You can do it for profit. But you need to keep your head in the game such that you do not lose the advantage of being paid the salary that covers your bills while you enjoy your passion at the weekend as a business or as just a thing. Now, if you want to convert your passion or your love into a business, then you must know that every spare time you have to invest it in growing it into sustainability. When you run with your passion and at the same time you are working 9 to 5, your chances of success at your business or side hustle is 35% greater than if you just, you know, resign, leave your work and jump in to pursue your passion. Because believe me, it can get very rough. No matter how much you love this thing you love to do and want to do, it doesn't mean you won't have challenges. It doesn't mean there won't be days you would really, really feel stretched and exhausted and want to say, you know what, I'm done. I'm going back to full employment. I'm going to somewhere where I know that my salary is paid. Because there will be days with this love you have that you have a penny to your name. There will be days that will be so lonely and so frustrating. Nobody understands the dream or vision in your head. And you will feel like, why? How did I even get here? Entrepreneurship is rewarding. And it is also challenging. And it can be also very lonely. And it can almost break you if you do not have the mental strength to keep going. So, believe me when I say, passion is awesome. Turning it into a business is super. Serving humanity and filling gaps that exist is a great way to make impact and, you know, leave your own mark on the world. But you need to be strategic about it so that you do not paint yourself into a corner and have to abandon this your love or desire halfway through, because truth be told, bills never stop coming. And you need your wits around you to be able to, you know, do your best work and not have to worry about paying school fees or the next meal or an apartment or whatever. It is possible that you're a youngster and you're just coming out of university. Yeah, maybe you can take the chances and, you know, squat with a friend while you pursue this thing you really, really believe in. But if you do not have the luxury of living off somebody, you do need something to pay your bills so that quote-unquote hardship does not abort your dreams before they come to reality. So, yes, you can do the work you love and not have to work a day in your life. But remember, the bills are there. And if your dream is worth it, if your passion is worth it, you would burn candles at both ends with all the free time you have to make your dream a reality. This is what I believe. I have walked the path of corporate. I have walked the path of pursuing my passion, running a business. And I know that when you can't pay your bills, it sucks. When you can't pay your bills, you're thinking, my passion is not cutting it right now. And you don't want your passion to become the demon that takes away the joy of life. So, my dear, that's my sharing today. I hope you find some sense in it. Do share with me your comments or any questions and share the audio with your friends. I would love to hear from you. Let's get together and move the world forward in productive, meaningful work. I'm your soul sister again, and this is the Monday Blues Show, aka Monday is not the enemy. Take care now. Bye-bye.